Good evening, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, and starting off the program tonight, you heard something from Jonathan Persone out of Montreal with a new release out called Nouveau Monde, and you heard the title track of the release, and that's a album that's doing very good on the radio charts right now. It's sitting at number 38, and it's on Bond Sound Recordings. And you may know Jonathan Persone from his other project called Corridor out of Montreal. And he's one of the members of this group, and they are on Sub Pop Records. And it's pretty cool to hear another or to see another band on Sub Pop, or another Canadian band that's on Sub Pop. So starting off the program a little bit later than usual tonight, we had a special live broadcast tonight with Cozy Corner. Hope you enjoyed that, and definitely look out for some future video recordings of the performance tonight. It's sort of like the Tiny Desk concerts that you may be familiar with. So on Canada Post Rock, we're going to hear something from Corridor, and we're going to hear the track off the album called Mimi that came out sometime last year, and we're going to hear a track off of that, something called, I think it's called Mon Argent, and that's a track that you can check out a music video for at corridormtl.bandcamp.com. After that, we're going to hear something from a group out of Calgary called Stucco. I think they played Sled Island a few years back, but we're going to hear a track off the new release that's on the radio charts called LP1. After Stucco, we're going to hear a kind of post-punk group called Shunk, and they have a release out called Shunkland that's sitting at number 32. And like I said, kind of a little bit more kind of post-punkish group. They're based out of Montreal, and the new album is called Shunkland. We're going to hear a track, something called Goblin, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR, this is Sub Pop band Corridor. This is a track called Mon Argent. Thank you. And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. That was a Montreal four-piece called Shunk. That was a track called Goblin off the Shunkland release, and a really great kind of a post-punk project that's sitting at right now at number 32 on the earshot-online.com charts. And CITR submits charts to this as well as many other campus stations across Canada. Prior to Shunk, you heard Stucco out of Calgary, a kind of post-punk project called, or with an album called LP1. You heard the track called The Chew, and that's stuccoband.bandcamp.com. And the top of the set was Corridor, with a 2024 release called Mimi on Sub Pop Records. You heard Mon Argent. And once again, that's the project of Jonathan Persone, who you heard at the very top of the show. And we'll keep going with some more new music, and we'll shift gears a little bit and get to a little bit more kind of ambient experimental territory. And we're going to hear a Canadian ambient project called Moat Bells, a release out called Nap Bud. And we're going to hear a track called Forest Pops, really great kind of ambient stuff. And this is a London, Ontario ambient artist, and a really great kind of lush sounding, maybe comparable to Lossal or something like that. Moatbells.bandcamp.com is where you can check this out. And up next, I'm very excited to play brand new stuff from Heat Crimes, a release out from an artist named V-I-Z, or Viz, and that's the work of a Hungarian artist named Rika Svizar, or Szvizar, Anyway, I'm probably butchering it, but if you head to heatcrimes.bandcamp.com, you can check this out. A really great experimental label that puts some really out there electronic and experimental type music. From Viz, we're going to hear a track called Danse de l'Armez. And then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. But first, the Canadian ambient project called Moat Bells. This is Forest Pops.
Are you looking to decolonize your self-care routine? Take a trip down to Sisters Sage for a variety of handmade soaps, bath fizzies, smudge sprays, and salves infused with traditional plant medicines. Sisters Sage is an award-winning local indigenous business run by Tsimshian entrepreneur, activist, and community builder Lynn Marie Angus and her dog TJ. Passionate about crafting wellness products that are respectful of the land we live on, Sisters Sage is committed to a heart-centered approach to self-care as well as our collective healing. Located on 1312 Kingsway, you can drop by from Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See you there.
Ladies and gentlemen, is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
The Parts Unknown!
Break your fingers!
I dreamt a dream tonight that dreamers often lie. In lovers' arms they fade and die. I talk of dreams, I talk of lies. I dream of you, I dream of I.
Back. That was an artist named Viz, or V-I-Z, and that's the work of a Hungarian artist, Reka Caesar, I do believe that's how you pronounce it. That's a new release on Heat Crimes Records out of Athens, Greece, and the album is called Dance de l'Armes, and you heard a track called, or the eponymous title track release, and that's kind of very kind of a haunting, kind of gothic, dreamlike project. And if you head to heatcrimes.bandcamp.com, you can check that out. And I do believe that's the second artist, or the second album from that artist, so I'm going to have to check out some more from them, definitely. Before that, you heard something from a Canadian ambient project called Moat Bells with Forest Pops off the Nap Bud release. And you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to keep going with some more music, and we're going to hear something from an artist named Oh Young, and that's the work of a film composer named Leah Oh Young Roosley. A release out on Phantom Limb Records. It's called You Are Always On My Mind. Really kind of interesting, kind of experimental pop, trip-hop type stuff. And we're going to hear a track called I Swear I Could Die Right Now. And then after Oh Young, that's O-H-Y-U-N-G, all caps. After that, we're going to hear some from an artist named Nenge, and a release out on Platform 23. And this is a really interesting release. I think originally came out in the 80s sometime. It's an Italian kind of cold wave project, and it's called Las Niñas del Parque, I do believe. It's a four-track release, and we're going to hear the title track of the release. And once again, that's a project called Nenge on Platform 23 Records. But first, right here on CITR, this is new stuff from Oh Young, and this is a track called I Swear I Could Die Right Now.
Sophia. Los niños en el parque son afortunados, son las caramelas. Hablemos de dinero. Dinero.
Los indios. Los indios.
Los indios en el parque son afortunados, van paseando, caramelos es dinero.
Los indios. Los indios.
Los niños.
That was from an artist named, or a group called Nenge, with a track called Los Niños del Parque. That was reissued on Platform 23 Records. Head to platform-23.bandcamp.com, and they are unearthing really interesting gems like this. And prior to that, you heard something from Oh Young with a track called I Swear I Could Die Right Now. So thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock, a shorter episode. And next week, tune in to Cozy Corner, the final episode. And tonight, I'm going to leave you with brand new music from Tortoise, the first track since 2016. It's a single out called Oganessen, and I think it's from a forthcoming release, possibly. This one is out on International Anthem Records out of Chicago. For some reason, it's not on Thrill Jockey. But anyways, this is brand new stuff from Tortoise, and keep it locked on CITR for more great programming with Soak of Storm coming up next.
Ka is the first letter in the Sanskrit alphabet. It represents movement, and soca is the power of movement.
But soca is going to be the one that will repeat. Yeah, the people jumping all the time. Because soca is really an irresistible beat. And I would really look at it as the ultimate dance music. And for a lot of people who have never heard it before, the minute they hear it, they're hooked on it.